Coming up on this week's Planet Japan, we'll tell you how not to teach math to third graders, and we'll let you know how you can get an iPad for only $7. Stay tuned for episode 187, Inside the Chamber of Death.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Direct from beautiful downtown Okayama City, Japan, you are once again, for no apparent reason, listening to Planet Japan. Get ready to join Doug and Jen as they take you on an unpredictable journey through the wacky and wonderful world they call home. And now, here's Doug and Jen.
So, Jennifer.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Here we go again.
Here we go.
And the happy news in Japan is that summer appears finally to have disappeared.
Well, disappeared, but yeah, it's getting cooler.
The heat wave has been broken.
It broke.
Yeah, it just broke right in half.
Well, yeah.
We're enjoying lovely days now.
Yeah, we've got a nice
hint of autumn is in the air.
It's cold at night where I live.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, we have a nice cool breeze coming through the window of the Planet Japan studio.
It's quite nice.
So we are in a much better frame of mind,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah. It's a very relaxing time to be in Japan.
It's hard to be in a good frame of mind when you're sweating like a pig every day.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're happy.
Yeah. Nice day.
Yeah. Hey, we have a good show.
Uh-huh.
Per usual.
Yeah.
I can't recall ever having a bad show.
In fact,
each show builds on previous shows and gets better and better, I've discovered.
Ah, kind of like sourdough bread.
Like that. Exactly like sourdough bread. Yeah.
Awesome.
We're going to talk about death.
Oh, great. Everybody's
because it's a
favorite topic.
Cheerful topic.
Yeah.
People enjoy talking about it.
Perfect for a nice autumn
day. The death
day.
Penalty, to be exact.
Yes, the death penalty.
Yeah.
Death chamber, actually.
The chamber.
Yeah, the chamber of death. Yes.
Ooh, chamber of death. That would be a good movie title.
It would be. I'm sure it is, actually.
Chamber of death.
The chamber of death.
Yeah, we're going to take a look at the death penalty in Japan.
Sure. Okay.
Because that's where we live. Yeah. And we thought
Japan,
that
would
be
not a the good death chamber. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't live in the death chamber.
Yeah, I would hope not.
No, that would not be good.
No, I live in the chamber of life.
But before we jump into all that, we want to introduce ourselves. I am Douglas DeLong.
Okay, I'm Jennifer Etta.
This is episode 187 of the ever lovely Planet Japan. We got some great comments and emails.
Yes.
From people.
Awesome.
We got an email from our friend Hiroki. We talked about his new podcast last time.
That's right.
Bad communication. Yeah. And we said they were punks.
Yeah, and he said no.
No, he took exception to that.
They're not punks.
No, they're not punks. He said they are puerile ruffians.
Right.
Which does have a classier sound to it.
Class, yeah. He went for class.
Puerile. Ruffians. Puerile, one of those words you just don't hear enough of. And ruffians, too, for that matter.
Ruffians, yeah. That's kind of a throwback.
I might even go so far as to call them ne'er-do-wells.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. Another word you don't hear enough of.
Exactly.
Ne'er-do-wells. Yeah.
I think it's because it had that weird comma in it, or the apostrophe.
Nair,
it's got the apostrophe in it. Yeah, and my students can't do apostrophes at all, so
it's confusing.
Yeah, it's confusing to a lot of people.
Where's the missing letter?
Yeah.
I guess it would be never do well.
Yeah, exactly. So they took the V out of there.
Yeah, because it takes too long to say it.
Yeah, it would probably for Japan, because they don't have the V sound here. It would be
there
just as well just to use that apostrophe for all words with V.
Exactly.
Yeah. Instead of violin, you say eyelin.
There you go. That's a very good point. It makes things much easier for everybody.
Exactly.
Really.
We don't need Vs.
No.
Yeah.
We got another note from an actual chicken sexer.
Yes, this was good.
It was amazing. We talked about chicken sexing last time.
Yes. About the job of trying to determine the sex of a chicken.
Exactly. Yes. Boy or girl.
While they're still very, very young.
Yeah.
Like chicks.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we can choose which ones to eat and which ones to produce eggs.
There you go. Yeah, it sounds like a fun job.
Well, it's a lucrative job.
This guy doesn't paint a pretty picture.
No, it sounds terrible. Which would lead me to because there's a shortage of these chicken sexers now. Now we know why.
Yeah.
There are so few of them. Because it's just really not the most pleasant job.
Yeah, allow me to read verbatim exactly how this job works, according to an actual chicken sexer.
I know. Yeah. It's like we did research or something.
So here is the procedure as described by our friendly chicken sexer. Technically, they're called vent sexers.
Vent, yes.
Vent.
Vent.
Sexers. Yeah, the chicken vents.
Yes.
Okay, he says that professional vent sexing is literally the shits, if you will. With both hands, you got to pick up two chicks, squeeze them to empty any chicken shit from the vent.
Oh,
you see?
I see. That's where the vent.
You have to locate the eminence organ.
Organ.
It's called the eminence organ, which sounds much better than little teeny tiny penis.
Yeah,
it sounds almost like a Catholic thing. The eminence organ.
The
music you would hear in a cathedral would be the eminence organ, you would think.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
By the way, doesn't the Pope look lovely in his little Pope mobile? I saw him on TV.
Oh, Pope mobile.
It was very cute.
Very cute, yeah.
The little Pope mobile. I want one of those. Anyway, we digress.
I know.
Yeah. He says you got to locate the eminence organ, and then you got to determine the sex, and then repeat it. Every 0.4 to 0.25 seconds, you're working by yourself, a 12-hour day, no breaks, 35 degrees summer heat, a chicken mite dust-filled shed, eye-watering, still air reeking of pneumonia, and you got to be 99.9% accurate. Does not really sound like a great job.
No, it doesn't.
It
sounds amazingly high stress for for that kind of work.
Now, our point in talking about it last time was that there's a dearth of new professional chicken sexers coming along. But he reminds us that sexing as a high-paid profession is almost dead because modern poultry operations don't need professional sexers anymore. They just need low-paid migrant workers that the chicken factory people can abuse.
Oh, right, exactly.
Plus, geneticists now have been able to produce chickens that can be sexed by sight alone just by looking at their feathers.
Right, right.
So it's a much faster operation.
Yeah, males have a different sort of feathers than the females.
Need for professional vent sexers, he says, is becoming as obsolete as being a buggy whip polisher.
And there's not too many of those around anymore.
Buggy whip polisher. That sounds like a euphemism for masturbation.
Oh, God.
Which we're going to talk about later.
Are we?
We are.
Oh, wonderful.
Because it's in the news.
Yeah. Why is it in the news, though? Why?
Because it's an important topic.
It is not. It is not an important topic. I don't care about anybody's masturbation.
In any event, I digress again.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for... For that inside look, really.
I know, really.
At chicken sexing.
It is. It's
from a guy who writes a blog called Taro 3 Yen, which can be located at Taro, T-A-R-O, 3, the number 3, yen.com. People should check it out. Looks like a fun blog.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, definitely indeed. Interesting guy, yeah.
And then we got an email from a wonderful woman named Ann Kohlberg, who's a very prominent artist, colored pencil artist.
A colored pencil artist. She's
has made
very good.
Quite a name for herself in the United States.
That's right.
And she's coming to Japan because she has roots here.
That's right.
She's kind of looking for her roots.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming
back. She was born in Japan.
Yeah.
So she's going to come back and check out Japan,
indeed.
I guess.
She's going to be in Tokyo, I think, for like 10 weeks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she wants to marry me.
Love of your life. She sounds pretty cool, Doug.
She sounds very cool, yeah.
I know.
I'm ready to go.
You know, Tokyo's Shinkansen.
As long as she likes cats,
yeah,
I'm good to go.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm on the market.
No, she sounds like a very interesting person.
Her drawings are amazing. We'll put a link on the blog.
Yeah, you should. They are very good.
Yeah. You know, when you look at them, you almost get a kind of a Norman Rockwell vibe. From her style. In any event.
Yes.
It was very nice to hear from her, and I hope she finds her roots when she comes
here.
Yeah,
I know.
Here.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I think if she put an ad in a Tokyo newspaper looking for my roots, any information, please call me, she might get some
she was
some help.
Some help. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so thank you, Anne. Are you ready now to talk about death and masturbation?
Wow, that sounds like somebody's master's thesis somewhere. Death and masturbation.
Indeed. Or once again, the name of a movie. Death yeah. by masturbation.
Hey.
That is a definite possibility.
That probably is a movie, isn't it?
If it's not, it should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Death by masturbation. Okay. First, the death chamber.
Okay.
As you know, in Japan, we do have the death penalty here.
We do.
Because we want to prove that we are every bit as modern and high-tech as the United States.
That's not quite the reason, but yeah. Yeah, we still have the death penalty here in Japan.
Yeah. Not a lot of people.
No, not very many people are executed. Yeah. But they're all done by hanging.
Yeah, because hanging is, cheaper? What's the reason? I don't know.
More echo?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they don't do lethal injection or electrical chair. I don't know why. I don't know. I really don't know the history of,
Yeah,
the
hanging does seem a little barbaric, although they still hang people in Utah occasionally.
I see.
Yeah.
Right.
Just for not being a Mormon.
That's not true.
They don't really need a good excuse.
That. Good Lord, stop it.
At least we don't stone people in Japan, like some countries I could name.
That's true. There's
yeah,
no.
We just hang them.
It's hanging.
Yeah.
But the whole procedure and the death chamber itself has been very, very secretive. No one's been allowed in to look inside
yeah,
this death
it's a
chamber
mystery.
Ever, right? Yeah. And usually, death row inmates, they're told they're going to die only on the morning of their execution.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Big surprise. Oh, guess what? We're going to kill you today.
Well, once their sentence is handed down and there's no chance of repealing, they know it's going to happen within 6 months. They have six months to carry out the sentence. But
they also, they don't tell their family or their lawyer until they're dead.
After they're dead. So there's no chance of going to watch it. Or anything. They don't want that. No one's allowed
in. There's no witnesses?
No. Well, I imagine there are, actually.
Prison witnesses, maybe.
Yes, exactly. Prison officials.
Right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's been very secretive. And for some reason, I guess some questions have been raised about the death penalty in Japan, and they're now allowing the media to enter the death chamber, as you will.
Execution or just to look around? Or?
Not for the execution. Yeah, just to look around.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've asked...
Kind of like a field trip.
Kind of.
Yeah. We can start taking fourth graders through.
No, you can't do that. But they came in with cameras, and it was on, national news,
uh-huh.
and, kind of a walkthrough of the place, and it described what each room was for and what they did and
uh-huh.
the procedure of it. So, it's kind of, sort of interesting.
Did they have some sort of demonstration hanging?
No, they didn't, but they did show a room in which the hanging occurred and what would happen.
Yeah.
So there's a separate, the hanging room. It's got like kind of the trap door where,
uh-huh.
They would, the guy's lowered.
Right? You think they have any hanging plants in that room?
No, they don't, actually. I saw it.
There's
no hanging white walls.
Plants.
No, nothing.
You would think you want to make it a little more cheerful if you could by putting some flowers or something.
You're right. That's a good idea. Maybe you could
write
a letter.
The guy's last few minutes, you would think you'd want to put a smile on his face.
Sure, maybe paint some rainbows on the wall or something.
Rainbows, perfect.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
You know what? Maybe a picture of Jesus.
Jesus. Of course.
Definitely. What a more apt occasion for Jesus than... One's
exactly.
Death.
There you go.
Anyway, and in a separate room, there's a room with three buttons on the wall,
mm-hmm.
and one of the buttons will activate the trap door.
Right.
But the other two don't, and they've got three men who stand there, and somebody
says, "Let's make a deal."
Exactly. It's all a mystery. So, and the guy says, "Go," they all push the button, and somehow the trap door gets activated, and
so three people push three buttons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So nobody knows for sure.
That's exactly right.
If they killed the guy.
That's right.
I think it would be more sporting if you just ask the prisoner to choose one, two, or three and give him a sporting chance. You know what I mean?
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if he chooses one that doesn't hang him, then they would set him free.
Well, that's not going to happen.
That's much more Monty Hall-ish, if you will.
That would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's probably not going to happen.
No.
They're just trying to assuage the guilt of the executioners.
Exactly. That's exactly what
they
it
do
is.
They do the same thing in Utah, by the way, when they have a firing squad.
All right.
In Utah, you have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You want to die by firing squad or by hanging?
I see.
That's nice that you have a choice.
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah.
What would you choose in that case?
I would choose hanging.
Really?
Yep. I would.
I would choose firing squad and ask if I could have some sort of a shield.
Okay, that's not going to happen.
Ping, ping, bounce right off.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
They probably wouldn't do that. So, yeah, maybe we'll have a wider debate on the subject.
Yeah, I think that's why they decided to do it. They wanted it.
Yeah, because there aren't that many countries in the world that actually do have the death penalty these days.
Well,
just a handful, really.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is interesting. Most people in Japan do support the death penalty, though.
They do.
Yeah,
the
about 80%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And but it's only for cases of murder, usually multiple murder.
Usually more than one.
Yeah, usually yeah. Some kind of heinous crime, like the guy who did the sarin gas attack.
Who is still hanging out on death row. And I heard years ago that, he's going to be executed any time.
But no. He's still appealing.
He's not that appealing. I've seen him.
Nice case.
He's kind of grody looking.
Yeah, actually, really. But there's the question of his sanity, really. But I don't know.
He might be crazy. Who would have thunk that?
Yeah, really, though. Really? No kidding. So that's a stretch. Yeah. But they should just sort of, yeah. Well, I guess he's not going anywhere. He's either going to be in jail for the rest of his life, or they're just finally going to kill him.
Now, how's his organization going these days?
They changed their name.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Got a bad rep.
Yeah, but they're still around.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they causing trouble?
I haven't heard anything for quite a while, but they were doing computer sales, and they were doing quite well with computer sales.
They were selling computers.
Yeah, selling computers. And finally, somebody got the word out that, hey, this is actually this cult selling computers, and they sort of shut them down and said, no,
really?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Om Shinrikyo was the old name. Do you know the new name?
No, I did. I've forgotten it. Maybe it'll come back to me in a minute.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, fun bunch. 1995 is when that subway attack occurred.
Yeah.
Domestic terrorism. That was a really strange day.
Shocking, yeah. Yeah. It plays on the Japanese psyche. Because these people were bright people who were...
They were. They were university graduates.
The elite graduates, very bright people who decided to follow this guy because they thought he could levitate.
Yeah. So there are a lot of questions about what is it in the Japanese makeup that allows people to, bright people to get involved in something like this.
Exactly.
Books were written on the subject.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. Interesting.
Okay, but there you go. That's the death chamber
is finally being
open to the public.
Yeah. It was an interesting story.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see where it goes from here. Speaking of death penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're from. Texas.
Oh, God.
It's like a sport there in Texas. They execute, it's like hundreds of people every day.
No, they don't.
Get executed in Texas.
No, but they do have the highest rate of death by execution.
In the universe.
No, I don't know about the universe, but definitely within the United States. Yeah. I'm not sure about the world, but...
If you're going to commit a capital crime, don't do it in Texas.
Don't do it in Texas.
Yeah. Don't mess with Texas.
Exactly, as the saying goes. Yeah.
Okay, moving right along to masturbation.
Oh, right, I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. this lovely woman, kind of a Sarah Palin light, Christine O'Donnell, a Tea Party-er, has just won the nomination of the GOP, old party.
Yeah, for Delaware?
Is that Delaware right? Senator.
Yeah. Yeah. Senator Yo. Senator.
Exactly.
Deschaux. She's like, 18 or something?
She's 18 years old.
No.
She's 40-something now.
Really? Honestly?
Honestly, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she's 40, 40-ish.
Okay.
But back in the day, 15-some years ago, she was on MTV talking about masturbation.
Okay, as you would.
Yeah, MTV, telling the young people how bad masturbation is for you.
Right, yeah.
Because according to her Christian belief... if you masturbate, you have to have lustful thoughts, and that's illegal, according to the Bible.
Illegal.
And her quote was, you can't have masturbation without lust.
I see.
Therefore, don't do it.
Don't do it, exactly.
Yeah, so even after you're married, just stay away from it, because you're insulting your wife, apparently.
Ah, I see.
If you masturbate, because she's not included.
Why do I care about what she thinks about masturbation? I don't, actually.
Yeah, it's just kind of an amusing sidebar.
I guess it's amusing, but...
She has said other things that have been equally kind of out there.
I know,
there.
But it's just so... I don't know.
She used to be on Bill Maher's old show, Politically Incorrect, occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Look her up on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. Bill Maher actually likes her. Yeah. He's begging her now to come on his show.
Ah, I'm sure he is.
Yeah, but Christine O'Donnell is taking advice from Sarah Palin and the other Tea Partiers, which goes something like, don't talk to anybody except Fox News.
That's probably
because they're going to ask you nice softball questions.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have to answer, you know, difficult questions.
Exactly. That's good
other
news.
People.
Sorry, it's good advice. Actually.
That is, yeah.
It's very good
solid
advice.
Yeah. Really.
I would definitely listen to that one. Yeah.
The better thing is maybe just to stay home, lock your door, and don't talk to anybody. Then you won't say anything stupid.
Public servant. Yeah. Stay at home. Don't talk to anyone. Yeah. I don't know. I'm so tired of American politics. I'm tired of politics in general, actually. Japan's no better, honestly.
Now, the reason we brought up the subject of masturbation...
I see. There's a
reason. Because it leads us right into our dick of the week.
Ah, of course.
Yeah. A real whack job, if you will.
Ooh.
Who masturbated into a woman's bottle of water.
Uh-huh.
Water bottle, if you will.
Water bottle, exactly.
Yeah. Mm. And then gave it to her and said, here, try this delicious beverage.
Some water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she did, and she said, oh, this tastes rather odd.
Uh-huh.
And she had it analyzed and found out what had happened. Which was that he had deposited his manhood, if you will, into her drink.
His manly juices.
Yeah, his manly juices.
That's
there you go. See, this is why Christine O'Donnell is right. People should not masturbate.
I know. It just leads to all sorts of problems.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was her manager, right?
He was her boss or somebody in the management area there. I'm not sure exactly. But
I know. Why would he do that?
I guess they might have had some kind of disagreement, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Seriously. Strange.
So she got a hold of Gloria Allred.
Yeah.
So, she's serious.
She's serious. She's suing this guy.
She's getting after this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't mess with Gloria.
Exactly. And she's gotten some good advice for her as well. She's giving no comments.
And no comment, yeah.
Yeah.
Not identifying her either.
It's awesome. Great advice.
She brought the victim with her, but she said, you can look at her, but you can't ask her name or ask her any questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not making this up. This really happened, she said.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, that's I would classify that as a dickish behavior.
Yeah, that's not
cool. In more than one sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but we have another dick.
Oh, I know.
Two dicks, double dick.
Double dick week.
Double dick week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exciting.
This one is a Japanese teacher.
A Japanese teacher teaching
third grade
students.
Math.
Yes.
Yeah.
Math.
Now you know how when you were in school, it was better to try to figure out math problems by using colorful examples.
Well, yeah, we call them word problems.
Word problems.
Yes, yeah. You know, more practical applications of math rather than just looking at
give us an example
numbers.
Of the kind of word problem you might get.
If an apple costs 20 cents and you have $2, how many apples can you buy?
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an example.
Typical example of a word problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, that one was a little boring.
Yes, very boring, yes. But shopping, nonetheless.
So this teacher, he was trying to make it more interesting.
Yeah, more colorful. Yeah.
So he asked his class of third graders, if I was going to kill 18 children, and I killed 3 every day, how many days would it take me to kill all 18 children?
Wow, that's a little creepy.
A little bit.
Yeah, I think, the kids were a little freaked out by it, told their parents, and of course parents get upset.
Those crazy parents, they get upset over every little thing.
Yeah, their darling precious children getting exposed to serial killers in third grade math class. Yeah, I don't know. That's poor taste, bad judgment.
Yeah, but the answer was 6 days.
That's right.
By the way.
Division.
See, it worked. The example worked in my head. I was able to envision this mass murder.
The mass murder, killing 18. I wonder if the class was 18 kids. I wonder.
Ooh, maybe.
Wow. Yeah. Even more creepy.
Yeah, they're thinking, oh, what plans does our teacher have?
There's 18 kids here. What? There are 3 absent today. What happened?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Where are those 3 kids?
What?
So the teacher was reprimanded, kind of slapped on the wrist, if you will. He was not fired.
Well,
even though he had previously slapped around another student.
I don't know, slapped around. I think, Well, I think he was reprimanded for that.
Yeah.
And he's made a poor judgment on something. I think, you know, you get the 3 strikes, don't you? You get one more chance before you're kicked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Yeah. It's still enough to get our Dick of the Week honor.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, really. Word problems and mass murder don't go together.
Yeah, be careful.
Hey, let's do a tech corner.
Okay.
Haven't done that for a while.
Yeah. Well, recently we've just been talking about the iPad.
The iPad, yeah.
Yeah.
And so this week we're going to talk about the iPad, but we're going to talk about a low-tech version.
A low-tech version
that some university students have done quite well with financially.
Yeah. These university kids, they go to a school called the Institute of Advanced Media Arts and Sciences.
Oh, sounds like fun.
It's advanced.
Yeah.
So I guess they're graphics art students or something. I don't know what they do, but they made a notebook. A notebook that looks like an iPad.
A notebook that looks like an iPad.
Yeah.
A regular notebook that you would use a pen or pencil with.
That's right.
Low tech.
Yeah, very low tech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people still use notebooks?
Yes, they do. Yes, of course they do.
Really? Okay. This is a notebook that the cover has been made to appear like an iPad.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
And it sells for like 750 yen.
735 yen.
735. And they sold a bunch of them.
Yeah, they've already sold
a ton of them. And they got rich.
Well, I don't know if they're rich, but it's sort of taken off. It's sort of like a kitschy thing that's sort of taken off because, well, you know, people who have Apple products, Macintosh, they love them.
So sure.
I can imagine them all getting these iPad notebooks.
You know, I kind of have to wonder how many people bought the notebooks thinking it was an actual iPad and thinking, hey, this is a bargain. $7. You know, for an iPad, I might as well go ahead and buy it. And then maybe being disappointed later
to discover
it was only a notebook.
I can't imagine that happening. I really cannot. Yeah.
But it shows a little innovation on the part of the students. That's good.
Yeah. It's kind of clever.
I wonder if there's any copyright issues with Apple. If Apple is listening, we're just kidding. They didn't really use your iPad design.
Yeah, not really. Of course not. They changed the color's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the same size as
an iPad. Well, I would buy it. If I saw it in the store, I'd pick it up.
Exactly. It's one of those things that, ooh, wow, it's kind of cute. And
you can fake people out. Look, he's got an iPad. He's cool.
Exactly.
You don't have to spend all that money.
Exactly. I can see it being popular with students.
It's a status symbol.
Mm, exactly.
For only $7.
I know. And that's why they're popular.
Okay, so that's our low-tech corner.
Yes,
this
it is.
Week. Hey, let's do a Nihongo, a go-go.
Okay.
You got one about a cat?
Another one about a cat. There's lots about cats.
Oh,
I don't know.
People love cats.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's not so many about dogs.
And this week's cat idiom is?
Neko no hitai.
Neko no hitai.
Mm-hmm. Neko is, of course, cat. We've talked about that before. Hitai is forehead.
Ah.
Yes.
Forehead.
The forehead of a cat.
Yeah.
And if you can imagine the forehead of a cat, you would think, it's not very big, is it? The forehead
I guess
of a cat.
Not.
And that's exactly what it means, a small space.
A small space.
Mm-hmm.
Neko no hitai.
Mm-hmm. Talking about an apartment. Oh, you got a new apartment. It must be nice. Yeah, it's nice, but it's small. It's the size of a cat's forehead.
The size of a cat's forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no cats are allowed because it's just too small.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Neko no hitai. Actually, it's used a lot.
Really? It's very popular?
I do hear it. Mm-hmm. I have heard it.
Okay. Mm. And our onomatopoeia?
We're going to do ira ira today.
Ira ira.
Ira ira. Which means to be frustrated or annoyed, kind of angry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ira ira.
Ira ira shita.
Okay.
Yeah, you can say, like when you're at the bank or something and you're having trouble with a transaction, you know, or you're waiting in a long line and just get irritated. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a perfect example.
You're annoyed, you're frustrated.
Yes.
Ira ira. And that's this week's lovely Nihongo, a go-go.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, wonderful.
For our complete Nihongo, a go-go series, please send $100 and we'll send you our CD set.
Wow.
Once we get around to making
it. Once we make it, no kidding.
Yeah.
That would take me a long time. Okay.
Well, I think we've covered the gamut.
Yeah.
I think the gamut has been covered for this week.
Yeah.
We'll probably be back.
Oh, sure.
Why not? What the heck?
Yeah.
And we're going to close out the show this week with some powerhouse rock and roll soul from Davina Robinson, who hails from Philadelphia, but she's based out of Osaka these days. The name of the song is Osaka Boys, and it's courtesy of MusicAlley.com. So thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you again next time.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.